This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 80, and I'm here with Rylan.
Finally at 80.
Yeah.
20 more, and we'll be at 100, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Also, we can actually meet in person for our 1 year.
So yeah, we can pretty awesome. Figure that out today. So,
but before we get into this episode, of course, you know, join our Discord. We what 20 members are now still
for like a month and
come
a half.
On join the Discord, you know, because we're gonna have a movie night, and we're gonna also do a giveaway of whatever, you know, we decide to, you know, give away some merch, maybe gift card, games, whatever. So yeah, it'll be, that's pretty cool. So join the Discord and you can be, have a chance to be entered into the giveaway,
get something for free, and just get, you get to hang out and chat with us. I mean, what more could you want?
In a movie,
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Great. Who knows? It could be Mario, whatever movie.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? All right. So this was just the name of the article. But basically, Xbox is going to start deleting your game captures on May 30th.
Why? I don't get that.
I didn't see a good reason.
I don't know. But I got here. May 30th is going to be a sad day for many fans of Xbox, as the company will begin deleting, you know, game captures on that day, as Ashton said. The changes coming to Xbox will only be for content stored on the Xbox network. So gamers storing their game captures... I don't get it. Why are they deleting?
I've had game captures on there for forever, since like 2014, and they're going to delete them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, why are you going to delete it? Why now? Like, it's bullcrap.
Yeah, I don't.
It says here, through this, we'll need to think of a backup plan. This isn't the first time this deletion plan has been promised. Back in October last year, Xbox confirmed that the game capture that has been stored on the Xbox network for 90 days or longer will eventually be deleted. Xbox has been making some big changes as of lately. You know, we've been talking about Xbox a lot recently.
We have. They've been in the news. I mean, they've been doing a lot lately with different stuff.
Yeah, you know, with all the games and stuff coming to, like, PlayStation Switch and all that.
Right.
All that.
Yep.
Activision Blizzard. You know, all that stuff. They've just been...
everywhere.
All over the place on the podcast recently.
Yeah.
It says here, it seems though, this new method of deleting game captures is just one of many things the company is doing to, in order to evolve. I don't know how that's going to make them evolve though.
Like deleting, they're not saying why or what this is going to benefit. Yeah. Like, I understand it's in their cloud or whatever. Maybe their cloud's getting too full. It's costing too much money for them to keep them there. I don't know. They didn't say.
I don't get it. Because, you know, Xbox isn't doing anything. I mean, not Xbox. Sony or anything isn't doing anything like this.
Or they have the Nintendo, same thing. Like they have captures too.
Yeah, it says here this plan is to delete game captures. Will go into full effect, as I said, May 30th. As promised before, screenshots and videos that have been stored on the Xbox network for more than 90 days will completely, you know, be deleted. This is bad news for Xbox gamers who prefer to store their captures on the Xbox network. That sucks because, you know, say it's like videos from back in 2016.
I had to have some from 2016. Yeah. 2K16.
Like, say you have a memory, like, with your friends, and you're having fun on a game and stuff, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna clip this, you know? That's awesome. You go back on that and get some nostalgia driver, right? Oh, a few days later, it's gonna be gone.
It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to delete that if you don't back it up.
Oh, by the way.
Like, I went on there because I got that email and I was like, what in the world? And then I went on there and it wouldn't even let me load them up to back them up. Like, they wouldn't load. Like, they were still there, but they wouldn't load. But I mean, maybe they've got it fixed now. But
I know, like, I don't have any like screenshots from back then because I never screenshotted anything.
I've done both. I've done the video ones and the screenshots.
I might have a few, but still. I don't get why they're doing this.
Yeah, I don't really see a good explanation, but they
are. What's the point?
We're just like, letting you guys know that capture. You might want to back up your game captures if you want to keep them.
Like, say if you have any clips from Leo back in the day or anything like that, and you want to keep those, back them up now because Xbox is going to get rid of it.
Yep.
Which kind of sucky.
It is, you know? It does. But who knows?
Because I like looking back on like old.
I do too. Once in a while, you know, I like to go back and look at 2K16. My career, you know, my guy was balling out on everybody. But
yeah, I remember you getting 2K. I think it was 2K17. It was like on my Xbox. It was like a demo of it or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
All right. Still on there to this day.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. A GTA 5 port for Switch was shown running.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
GTA 5 on Switch. I wonder how good it's running, though. I mean, actually, it should be running pretty well.
GTA, I mean, games
GTA 5 ran on like. Yeah, it ran on like 30 frames on the 360.
Yeah, the 360.
And on PS4, I think, all that. It says here, modders have managed to get Rockstar's Grand Theft Auto 5 running on Nintendo Switch ever since the initial release in 2013. That's crazy. It's been like 11 years since that game.
11 years. That's crazy.
Grand Theft Auto 5 has been a massive success. Not only does GTA 5 continue to receive new content for its online component, sorry, I felt like I was about to sneeze. For its online component, the game has also been re-released on several different platforms across three console generations. You know, Xbox, you know, PlayStation, PS5, all that.
Right.
One platform that the game has never been ported onto is Switch, though. You know, Switch is the only console that's been left out because, you know, it's on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation, but not Switch. So,
three generations of Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. You go from the PS3 and 360 all the way to the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. It's ridiculous that game's lasted that long that it needs to be ported over, and 6 still isn't out.
I know, and there's going to be a delay.
Yeah,
possibly on
might be delayed. So. We covered that a couple weeks ago, or last week or something.
I got here. While Nintendo has a family-friendly image, it hasn't stopped M-rated games from being released on its consoles. Grand Theft Auto itself was most certainly brought to Nintendo's hardware when the GTA, the Trilogy Definitive Edition launched on the Nintendo Switch console alongside platforms in 2021. Hopes for a GTA 5 Switch port were dashed by the December 2023 Rockstar leak, which indicated that a GTA 5 Nintendo Switch port was never even planned. Despite that, some dedicated GTA 5 modders have managed to unofficially port the game to the Nintendo Switch. That's pretty cool that they're doing all that.
Yeah.
Footage of this unofficial port to the Switch has been posted by the GTA 5 modding group Superstar South Studios. It's a weird name. The tweet showed off how the game runs on the Switch, which is a big milestone. Previous clips that Superstar South posted on the site, however, GTA 5 would crash before the game even loaded up. This new clip shows the game is now playable up to GTA 5's heist prologue chapter. So, like, the beginning of the game, like, story mode.
Yeah, whenever the part that I can never get through because it's boring as crap. Yeah. I don't like that. How it makes you do that.
Yeah, you have to. You can't skip it. It sucks. It says here, the team explains the footage is running from the Nintendo Switch's handheld mode with no overclocking. So I'm guessing they haven't tried docked mode yet with it, since it's just handheld.
Yeah.
This here, the footage is a bit choppy, with Superstar South noting the chugging is only bad on the recording when compared to actual hardware output. The graphics also take a slight hit as the textures are a little bit undefined in places as well. So, you know, the textures aren't perfect. They're not fully rendered in.
Right, and it being just an unofficial port, it's not going to be perfect unless Rockstar actually makes a port for it.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm not surprised it's not perfect or anything.
Yeah, like me, that, I'm not surprised.
Modders have made it, not Rockstar. Rockstar themselves didn't make the port, so.
Right, yep. All right, moving on. Sony is apparently in talks to buy Paramount.
Everyone knows what Paramount is.
Yeah. I like Paramount.
Sony is reportedly
Paramount Plus?
Heck yeah. There's some good shows on there.
There are.
The Halo
show. All the old Nickelodeon shows.
You got SpongeBob and all that.
Yeah, Fairly Odd Parents, Danny Phantom.
Cat Dog. all good shows.
Mm-hmm.
But and there's really good movies and stuff on there too. You know?
Yeah.
But I got here, Sony is reportedly in talks to join a joint bid with investment firm Apollo Global Management to acquire Paramount. According to an article from the New York Times today, per the report, Sony and Apollo Global Management have not yet submitted an official bid, but Sony Chief Executive Tony Vinciquerra, I guess, held conversations with the investment firm last week. The terms of the possible bid as still apparently being worked out, and it would essentially offer cash for shares of Paramount. In effect, taking the company private through the joint venture. The report adds that if a bid and subsequent acquisition goes through, Sony, my brain's not working today, Ashton.
It's all right.
It's all right. My eyes are itching. I'm trying not to itch them.
You're good.
So, sir, Sony likely absorbed Paramount's operations and branded as a label of its own media empire. In addition, Paramount Pictures, the Paramount umbrella includes networks like Nickelodeon, as we were talking about, a whole bunch of Nickelodeon shows, Showtime, MTV, Comedy Central, and perhaps notably CBS. Heck yeah. As well as Paramount Plus. You know, we were talking about that also.
Yes.
That Paramount boosts IP like SpongeBob SquarePants, you know, one of the best shows out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Top Gun, Yellowstone, and Sonic the Hedgehog film. Oh yeah, I forgot the Sonic movies are on there too. So really, really good films on Paramount. So Sony's really getting after it.
Yeah, if they go through with it.
Yeah, it says here, as Bloomberg, which also reported the news, points out, Sony is the only major entertainment studio without a general streaming service. With that in mind, it's easy to see why Paramount and its vast array of linear TV channels might be appealing for the company. Today's report, actually, that would be a really good thing for Sony if they actually acquired it. They would make quite a bit of money off of it too. How many people actually? They would make a whole bunch of money off of
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. Like we have Paramount Plus. Yeah. Like we use it quite a bit.
It's a good platform. I mean, it is. You have a whole bunch of different movies and shows for kids, adults, like you know, it's a whole bunch of different crap.
Yeah.
Because you know you have like Top Gun Maverick and stuff like that.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A whole bunch of stuff. Says here, late last year, reports emerged that Warner Bros. Executives have also met with Paramount Pictures to talk about the possibility of a merger. It says here, we haven't heard more about those talks since then. Paramount shares got up 12% in the wake of the news in after hours trading today. Of course, it wasn't today, but.
Right. And Paramount owns the rights to the Halo TV series.
Yeah, I was just saying.
If Sony bought Paramount, they would own the rights to Halo, Microsoft's Halo TV series.
So that would be so then it could be possible for Halo on the PlayStation.
Maybe, who knows, but they would just own the TV show rights, not the gaming rights, but
I'm saying
there could be a partnership there.
That would be cool. I don't know how I'd feel about that, because it would be cool, but at the same time, Halo is like, that's Xbox's first ever franchise.
Right, I don't think they'll ever, I mean, they might, but I wouldn't want them to.
Yeah, because that's
put it anywhere else except Xbox.
That's their main exclusive.
Right, and I don't really want Sony to buy Paramount. I'd rather Warner Brothers do it, because Warner Brothers and Paramount merging, that's a lot of good movies and shows coming together. And I'd say that Warner Brothers stuff would go to Paramount Plus, so we'd get a whole lot more. Sony don't have, I mean, yeah, they got movies and stuff, but
they have like Spider-Man movies and stuff like that,
which you can watch those other places anyway.
Warner Brothers, they have like Looney Tunes, they have all those good shows, and plus they have like, you know, Space Jam New Legacy, they have regular Space Jam, they have all those good movies.
Yeah, like DC.
Yeah, DC, you know, a whole bunch of crap, you know.
Yeah, so I'd rather Warner Brothers get it.
Yeah, because there's a lot more options for shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that. So I think it would be good for, honestly, yeah, I'd say Warner Bros. Should do it.
I think so.
Plus, you know, Warner Brothers, get some money out of them.
Right. Definitely. Guaranteed money. All right. Sonic Frontiers 2 is apparently being made.
I remember, you know, we were talking whenever we first started this podcast, when Sonic Frontiers kind of released. So yeah. We talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit nostalgic kind of talking about this.
It is, yeah.
We're getting closer and closer to our 1 year. That's crazy.
Less than 2 months.
June 5th.
Yep.
Well, we actually made the podcast before that, but
we did. That was that's when our first episodes came out. I don't remember our first day we recorded. I have no idea. It might have been.
I think it was in
May. I know. I mean, definitely in May, but I don't know if we started in April or not.
I was still in school.
Yeah, I don't know if we started in April or not. Probably not.
Actually.
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't know. But I got here. The latest mainline installment in the Sonic franchise, Sonic Frontiers, is getting a direct sequel according to the recent claims made by credible insiders. This is likely to excite many Sonic fans as a potential sequel to the 2022's open-world 3D platformer could build upon the foundations of Sonic Frontiers and rightfully the wrongs of its predecessor. Despite launching to mostly mixed reviews, you know, I know Sonic Frontiers had a whole bunch of mixed reviews because how it was made and stuff.
Right. But it was, for the majority, people liked it.
Yeah. I watched gameplay on it. It seemed like a really fun game. I mean,
yeah, I always wanted to try it. I just never bought it. I should. I might get it for PC, honestly, sometime.
I mean, it seems like it's a decent game, you know?
Yeah.
But I got here. The latest mainline installment in the next Sonic franchise was a big commercial hit for Sega. Sonic's first ever transition into open world environments through was a bit rough around the edges, you know, because it was their first like ever open world type game. So
yeah, I mean, it's gonna take some time to figure out
everything. Yeah. Of course, it wasn't gonna be perfect. I wasn't expecting it to be perfect. No,
I mean, the first 3D Mario game, like open world Mario game, wasn't.
Yeah. So, of course, it takes time. It says here, as many cited, consistent pop-in, repetitive combat, and other technical issues of major criticism of the game. Nonetheless, the title received largely favorable reception from fans. Milestone of 3.5 million copies May of 2023, leading Sega to be very happy with the success of the game. It's no wonder that there's going to be reportedly a sequel, you know, in the making and everything.
Right. So do you think it's going to be called Sonic Frontiers something? Like, it could be Sonic Frontiers 2, but like how they have different series in the Sonics, like Sonic Adventure. There's Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. Or do you think it's just going to be something completely different? It's not even going to be Sonic Frontiers.
I think it's going to be Sonic Frontiers, dude, because it's the same concept.
Yeah. Open world Sonic.
Yeah. So I really think it's just going to be called Sonic Frontiers 2.
Maybe they'll try to release it by the time the movie releases in December.
That would be good. That would be good sales.
Yeah. That'd be good timing for them.
Yeah, because you would get money first from the game and money from the movie.
In the movie. And the movies are good. Like, you know they're good.
I'm excited for that movie. Shadow's going to be in it.
Yeah. It looks, I mean, like, it's just what we've seen from it so far, like previews and stuff. It looks good.
Yeah. It looks really nice. I can't wait for it. I really can't.
Yeah, me either. All right, moving on to our last topic. So, the Fallout TV show came out not too long ago, and since it's came out, like, everybody's bought the Fallout games. Like, they're on the top charts of games sold again. Have you ever played a Fallout game?
Oh, yeah. I've played Fallout 4. I remember playing that quite a bit. And Fallout 76. Those are the main two Fallout games I played. You know, Fallout 76 based on West Virginia.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Based on my state, man.
Did you like them?
I remember how... Yeah, I did like them, actually. It was pretty fun. Just, you know, after a while, it did get boring.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're fun games if you're playing with, like, friends and whatnot.
So, right. And playing by yourself really kind of gets boring. But,
boring.
I played... The only one I've played is 76, and it was all right, but I was playing it by myself, so it kind of got old, and I never played it again. I didn't even buy it. Colin had it, and I played his, but I'm going to download Fallout 4, and I'm going to download Fallout 4 and then Fallout New Vegas and try them.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching the show. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's really good. We've watched two episodes, and it's pretty good. Because we just got done watching the second season of Halo. So he's like, eh, we want to watch something else. And it's video game based too. So he's like, yeah, we'll watch Fallout.
And where's the Zelda series at?
Yeah.
The new Zelda series.
Yeah, we need one.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Would. All right, guys.
Yeah, but Fallout 76 and Fallout 4. Those are two very good games. I do highly recommend them, but... Yeah, they do get boring after a while.
Yeah, which a lot of games do. If you're, especially if you're playing by yourself, like a lot of games get boring if you're playing by yourself.
Yeah, because you know no one likes just playing by yourself all the time.
No, I know I don't like.
That's why I play multiplayer games all the time.
Yeah,
because you know you're not playing by yourself; you're playing with other people.
Yeah.
I mean, the only games that I don't mind is like story games, like Red Dead Redemption and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's meant to play by yourself.
Right.
And, you know, they're fun. Yeah. Story games like that.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching and listening. You can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. And follow all of our podcast socials. Join our Discord. Follow our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts, our podcast Twitter, Instagram, everything except for Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram and Discord.
Yep.
Rylan, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
No, we hit 230,000 total downloads. Pretty cool, pretty cool. And also, our weekly average is 9,555. But I've noticed that we've been averaging like 10K per week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to soon turn to 10,000 downloads per week, which is awesome. That's amazing. So we're peaking on downloads. Like, this is the most we've ever, you know, gotten in downloads, which is amazing. Thank you guys so much for that. That's awesome. Making, you know, our little social media dream happen. So yeah. Pretty cool, you know. But you know, follow, as Ashton said, follow our podcast. You know, our podcast is on every like listening platform. Yeah, if you want merch, Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, again, DM one of us on Instagram or just DM like the podcast.
Yeah.
Insta. We're on every big platform besides Facebook.
Yep. Yep.
You might get a Facebook one day. I don't know.
Maybe. It don't matter.
But yeah, it's really all I've said. Just thank you guys for 230,000 downloads.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys. All right. We'll catch you in the next episode.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.